Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, quieter train journeys, but still no cup of tea on board. Some changes introduced by Irish Rail last week mean some services will have quiet carriages, but catering on board, casualty of COVID, may not return until next year. Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. And Brian, you were on one of these quiet carriages that they've reintroduced.
I was. Good morning, Claire. These carriages were reintroduced last week on one carriage, Carriage G, on the Dublin-Houston to Cork service. It's bookable online. So how it works essentially is that passengers are asked to observe the fact this is a quieter carriage. So excessive use of mobile phones or devices such as that are frowned upon. I think a lot of people will welcome this. I mean, the last thing you want, particularly in those early morning trains, is to have to listen to someone's Spotify playlist or their loud office phone calls while they're on the train. And last week, and I suppose to be fair, this carriage had just been introduced. I was on that quiet carriage on a late train, I think Wednesday or Thursday night out of Dublin. And someone actually in the carriage was watching The Unbelievables on their laptop. Now, I like a bit of The Unbelievables myself, but they didn't have the headphones on. So I think this might take a little bit of time to bed in, to be fair. We'll also get to that issue of catering and not being able to get the cup of tea on board, because post-COVID catering services, as you said, haven't returned, and that is an issue that's frustrating a lot of rail users. I did speak to Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager of Erin Road Air. I mentioned to him the quiet carriage I was on during the week was anything but quiet.
Well, we have train hosts on board the Cork-Dublin route on all services there, and they'll be working with customers to make sure there's an awareness of it and compliance with it. I mean, it is just new this week, and some people may have booked prior to being aware that it was in operation. But we think the vast majority of people are just naturally going to work with us on this. You'll see it whether it's in booking or whether you are a last minute customer and buying your station, your ticket at the station. It is very clearly branded at the entrance to carriages, and it's very clearly branded in your online booking. So, you know, it is, I suppose, customers' responsibility first and foremost to work with us on it. But our train hosts will be there just to help people understand this is why it's here. It's here from a customer choice point of view, and it's also here because people who have sensory issues, such as, for example, the autism and Asperger's community, it provides a better travel option for that community as well. So,
and tell me just, what does it mean then, a quiet carriage? What's the implication of that?
The implication is that you are just, I suppose, being more cognizant of the general environment of keeping it quiet. It's not about no mobile phone calls, but keep your phone on silent, talk quietly on it. If it's a thing that you mean something can happen and you may have to take a phone call, you can walk out of the carriage into the vestibule area. It's certainly not having any films or indeed Unbelievables or anything like it without headphones. And I would say that's something that people should be doing throughout the train.
I might give my kids a spin just to show them that people can be quiet.
It can be done, yes. Headphones do work.
Not a bad idea, Brian. Now, you spoke to some rail users to get their thoughts, but you also raised this issue of no catering service on the trains.
Yes, and regular rail users will have noted this. Gone are the trolleys that were on some services. I know Barbara, our producer, was on the train a couple of weeks ago and was furious she couldn't get the cup of tea and the biscuit. Gone is the dining car as well. So all of this, obviously, is a casualty of COVID, and of course when the numbers on trains were greatly reduced, it's fair to say it has taken significantly longer to get those catering services back on trains. So I asked Barry Kenny, when can we expect to get a cup of tea on the train again?
We're as keen as our customers to get our catering services back on board. I suppose a quick potted history of this: we weren't allowed to operate catering during the COVID restriction. In February of this year, we worked with our then provider to get it back on board. Ultimately, because of staffing and costs, the provider was unable to do that and they withdrew from the contract. We have been working in the market with suppliers to see if we can even get an interim service back ahead of a full onboard catering service again. It is proving challenging and more challenging than we expected. Those issues of costs of staffing remain. I think what perhaps some people don't realise is that we pay our catering provider to provide provide the service as opposed to the other way around. And the costs that are coming back to us are a multiple of what the costs were before. We're engaging with the NTA, who obviously fund us through our public services contract, and those providers to see, even if we could have trolley services on, you know, as many morning services as possible.
Well, when can I expect to be able to buy my Kit Kat, my cup of berries?
We would hope as early as possible in the new year. As I say, we're in constant contact with possible suppliers.
Gosh, I don't know. It sounds like it's overcomplicated. As you say, bar of chocolate and a cup of tea. I mean, how hard can it be?
You have to bring your own.
You have to bring your own. Now, you spoke to some rail users over the weekend.
I did. I got the thoughts of some people who had come off the Dublin train. I just met them outside Kent Station in Cork on Saturday night. Now, I began with these two women who told me they had actually been on the quiet carriage, as it happens.
It was very quiet.
Nobody blasting a laptop or...
No, the only interruptions and constant noise was from the guy telling us about the quiet carriage. Tell us that if we needed to make a phone call to go out into the vestibule, which nobody was very sure what that was.
Is it a good idea?
I think in general people are quiet on the train. Traditionally, I think people did that first class thing, you know, because they thought it would be quiet because everybody would be working. So I think it's, you know, it's a good alternative. You don't have to pay any extra for it, so.
I mean, I think what it is that in the quiet carriage, people are just conscious of other people, whereas in other carriages, sometimes we forgot that a little bit.
Well, the other thing then, I suppose it means that if you're booking late, you know, and you've got something going on, you have to take your family or you have to take your dog or you can't use that carriage, you know, so it cuts out, I suppose, I don't know, maybe 40 seats.
But you're happy enough and you think it's a good idea. I mean, did you seek it out?
No, okay. I didn't even know I was on it until he started telling me. Every time the train stopped, there was a big long announcement about the quiet carriage.
Well, because I was on the train last week and somebody was watching a film or a TV series and there was no headphones.
Yeah, yeah. But there used to be people used to play their transistor radios, and that's all part of train travel, isn't it? You know, we're getting a bit precious about the whole thing, I think.
So two women I met there on Saturday night, Claire. Now, I also met these two lads from Limerick. They'd come to Cork last Thursday for the Munster-South Africa game. They were only making their way home 48 hours later.
We didn't know about it, no.
No, we didn't know, no.
What would you think of a quiet carriage?
Yeah, it'd be handy if you were hungover or something.
Everyone wants a bit of quiet, but it's not going to happen.
Why not?
People are on coaches, like, have to bring their kids and stuff like that. So
what about the people watching stuff on their phones without the headphones, listening to music without the headphones?
You have to respect everyone else, like, their surroundings. So if they want to listen to it, leave them free world, you know, leave them off. Doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you. It's a good thing, I suppose, for if you're taking a 6 o'clock in the morning train and you want that bit quieter.
A nap or something,
I agree with that, yeah.
You can throw in your headphones then too, like, and block everything out yourself, like, if you have a good pair of headphones.
Throw in the whale music or whatever. Yeah. The other thing I was going to ask you, catering, you can't get a cup of tea.
No.
Did that bother you now?
No, we brought a box of cans.
You have the Bulmers cans. Were you able to drink them on the train? I thought they'd put a stop to that as well.
There was no one checking anyway. As long as you're not causing a problem, it's okay. Like,
Do you think you should be able to get a drink on the train?
Yeah, definitely. Jesus, there's no trouble from it or anything. Like, and there's plenty of people there drinking.
You said there with a cup of tea and stuff like that. They used to have a cart up and down on the trains before.
You brought the cans anyway. You were well set up.
And we were quiet.
I'd say they're in great shape now today, Brian.
Can you imagine? Yeah, 48 hours of it. Oh, my
God. The horrors on a Monday morning. Brian, thanks very much. Brian O'Connell there reporting for us. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.